In my work, we created the haiku-like three-liners to encapsulate the root of what we do. Society is breaking up, people are waking up, and we need a new way of life. And so, Winds of Change was born. What if understanding what we humans truly are was a missing key to creating new ways of life? Hello, this is Leanne from Winds of Change. First of all, I wanted to acknowledge you and thank you very much for connecting. If we connected, it is because we're working on very similar projects and goals, and since I believe in real connections, I thought I'd briefly share how I see this need for a new way of life. I try to articulate in the third pillar of my manifesto, creating radically innovative ecosystem. But here, it's not about me, but rather about our common drive to rethink life. The regenerative movement has become a very powerful umbrella, whether through permaculture, sustainable communities, ecological restorations, whether it is conscious business or social innovation, or even radically innovative energy solutions. We are, in fact, part of a long lineage of pioneers and visionaries who saw life as more than the physical or material perception we have of ourselves and the world around us. They have contributed to our understanding of life's deeper dimensions, from ancient Sumerian texts to modern biophoton research, from indigenous wisdom to quantum physics discovery. Countless seekers have striven to reunite us with a profound meaning of existence. Their journeys of discovery are often separated by century, but they are united in purpose just like ours, and they offer us remarkable insight into the nature of reality. Mind you, I'm not claiming expertise in each or any of that matter of those subjects, and it's not the goal either. Rather, I'm thinking of myself as a curator and connector, somebody who brings together these diverse threads of wisdom to trigger deeper reflections. The idea is that by sharing those pioneering journeys, both ancient and modern, they serve as catalysts for our own exploration of what we are, what we perceive, and how we can expand our vision of possibilities, how we can adapt it to our current and future work, and seize the opportunity to explore the deeper patterns that connect all our work. The ancient principle of as above, so below, as inside, so outside, takes on a new meaning when we examine how modern discovery echo ancient insights. Can we connect with one more thread of the network that will propel our activities even further into profound insight and manifold expanded applications? Our various regenerative approaches are already achieving remarkable results. Now we have the opportunity to enhance this further by exploring how we are embedded within layers of frequencies, how morphogenetic fields shape our reality, and how the five kingdoms of nature reflect vast cosmic principles, how the web of all that manifests as life is expressed through what we call geometry. This exploration can add another dimension to our already powerful work. So I thought I'd jump past hesitation and, a little bit of self-doubt about sharing this with you and plunge into inviting you to a series of get-together that would explore, among others, understanding our multidimensional nature and its practical implications for creating new ways of life, you know, like a deep dive into being, the hidden patterns shaping our reality and how they inform generative design through the five elements or geometry. We could also look at ancient wisdom meets modern science, because from Sumerian insight to quantum discovery, tracing humanity's quest for understanding, you know, as example, I'd like to take deep dives into subjects that triggered my own thinking juices. For example, thinking of health as a dynamic ability to adjust to constantly evolving patterns and internal parameters, or digging into the forgotten wisdom and knowledge of bygone eras, such as Göbekli Tepe, widely regarded as one of the most important archaeological discoveries in the world, or the possible mysteries hidden in the Rishat structure. In any case, curiosity about the total integration of ancient civilizations in the web of life is definitely something which can but enhance the possibilities of what we do on a daily basis. I think you'd agree with me. If that rings a bell for you, let me know. I can forward more details of what I'm thinking about to your preferred email address. And I'm looking forward to your comments, questions, suggestions. I'm sure many of you have already pored over some of those subjects much deeper even than I have. In any case, I just would like to repeat, thank you again for connecting and honoring me with your time to read this perfectly imperfect welcome message. Looking forward to sharing discovery and learning together. This was Leanne from Winds of Change.